Just for a few moments this morning, we're dealing with the subject, thou shalt call his name Jesus. Thou shalt call his name Jesus. Now the Bible said, and when you get to verse 18, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. Now the birth of this God-man to earth was like this. You know, the imagination of man has created a Spider-Man, an Aquaman, a Batman, and that's about as far as my knowledge goes. I'm sure there's some others out there. But the scripture says, now I want to talk about the entry of the God-man to earth. It was like this. Mary was engaged to be married to Joseph. And before they ever came together physically, sexually, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, or being engaged to her, a just man, didn't want to divorce her and make a big show out of it. And he said, I will just do it secretly. But while he thought on these things, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream. The angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream and said, Joseph, thou son of David, don't you be afraid to take Mary, your wife. She's a holy woman, a sanctified woman, a consecrated woman. For that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Now, Joseph, being a devout Jewish man, from the time he was a child, went to the synagogue often. So from the scriptures of Genesis all the way to Malachi, he knew the working of the Holy Ghost. He knew the working of the Holy Spirit. In Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth was void and without form, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, began to move. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. The Spirit moved. The Holy Ghost moved in creation. Genesis 41 and 38, when God pulled Joseph out of that pit and out of that prison and put the ring of prosperity of Pharaoh upon his finger, Pharaoh looked around him in Genesis 41 and 38, and he said, there's no other man that the Spirit of God is upon but Joseph. As we get to the book of Judges, we find that ordinary men do extraordinary things as the Spirit of God moves upon them, the Holy Ghost. Judges 3 and 10, the Spirit of God came upon Othniel and he began to give Israel victory. Judges 6 and 34, the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon and he gave him victory. Judges 11 and 29, the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jephthah and God gave great victory. Judges 13 and 25, the Spirit of the Lord came on Samson when he was just a teenager at times in the camp of Dan. In Judges 14 and 6, the Spirit of the Lord came up on Samson and he ripped a lion in two. Judges 15 and 15, the Spirit of the Lord came up on Samson and he picked up the jawbone of a donkey and he slew 1,000 men. So not only was the Holy Ghost in creation, in the provident hand of God, making ordinary men do extraordinary things, but the Bible said in 1 Samuel 11 and 6 that when Saul became king, that the Spirit of the Lord moved upon him and he prophesied. It was the Holy Ghost that caused kings to govern nations. In 1 Samuel 16 and 13, when David was in the middle of his brethren, in the midst of his brethren, he was anointed with oil, and the Bible said the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. So the anointing and the Spirit of the Lord go hand in hand. In 2 Samuel 23 and 2, David said, the Spirit of the Lord came upon me and spoke by me, and his word was in my tongue. It's the Spirit of the Lord that gives us the infallible word of God. In 1 Kings 18 and 12, the Bible said that Elijah was carried away, transformed, because the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. 2 Chronicles 15 and 1, the Spirit of the Lord came upon Azariah the prophet. He prophesied to Asa the king, and there was no more war. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 14, when Jehoshaphat, the enemy came at him three different ways, and it looked like the entire nation was going to be obliterated and annihilated from off the face of the earth. They gathered everybody, the mothers, the fathers, the children, everyone into the congregation. And the Bible said the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehaziel. And when the power fell upon him, the Word of God tells us that he prophesied and said, "You don't need to fight in this battle. This battle is the Lord's." Isaiah chapter 48 and verse 16, Isaiah said, "The Spirit of the Lord is what's on me that causes me to prophesy." Not only is the Holy Ghost in creation, the Holy Ghost in providence, the Holy Ghost making ordinary men do extraordinary things to govern nations, and all, the anointing of the Holy Ghost, the transforming power and guidance and all manners of things. But in Isaiah chapter 59 and verse 19, the scripture says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, shall raise up a standard against him. The Holy Ghost is also our defense. In Isaiah 61 and 1, Isaiah prophesied and said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's the one that gives me power to proclaim good news to the captive, good news to the blind, good news to those who are bound. It is the Spirit of the Lord that comes upon me." Ezekiel chapter 11 and verse 5 said, "The Holy Ghost fell upon Ezekiel and gave him visions." So Joseph, he was fully aware of the power of the Holy Ghost. This was not a foreign term to him. This was a term that was common to the Jewish people. They knew the Holy Ghost was in creation, in providence, making ordinary men do extraordinary things. The Holy Ghost is what gave them power to govern nations. It was the Holy Ghost that was in the anointing. It was the Holy Ghost that transformed. It was the Holy Ghost that guided them. It was the Holy Ghost that went before them and fought their battles. It was the Holy Ghost that rose up the power of God as a defense. It was the Holy Ghost that gave them boldness to speak, and it was the Holy Ghost that gave them power to have visions. So God spoke through the angel and said, "Joseph, thou son of David, don't you fear to take Mary as your wife, because that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost." Hallelujah. Is of the Holy Ghost. You see, every Jewish man attending the synagogue knew the power of the Holy Ghost, and Joseph knew and said, the word went on to say, "She shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus." Now I want to say the word in Hebrew, because before he was ever pronounced Jesus in English, before he was ever pronounced Jesus in Spanish, before he was ever pronounced Jesu in French, and before the Haitians in Creole were ever saying in the name of Jesus, 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 demons tremble at the name of Jesus. Demons tremble at the name of Jesus. Demons tremble at the name of a name that's above all other names. But the very first name that when Joseph came into the temple to dedicate the baby Jesus, and Simeon the prophet had been waiting to see the Messiah, an ancient man, an elderly man, and Anna the prophetess had been waiting, her way up in her 90s, was waiting to see the coming of the Lord. She said, "I'll not see death until I see the coming." It was a special day. Hundreds of babies had come into that temple to be dedicated. Thousands and even millions over a period of time had come into that temple to be dedicated. But this wasn't just any baby. This was the God-man. This was God manifest in the flesh. This was one that was conceived by the Holy Ghost. And when Joseph walked in, the power of God moved on Simeon the prophet. And when Joseph walked in with Mary, the Spirit of God fell on Anna the prophetess. And they looked at the baby and they said, "We can depart now because we have seen the salvation of Israel." And when Joseph was standing there in front of all of the witnesses, and the priests began to present Jesus in dedication to the Lord. He looked at Joseph and, what will the baby be called? He never said, call him little Joe. I don't want you to call him Joey. He said, his name shall be called. The first name that was on the God-man was not Jesus in English. It wasn't Jesus in Spanish. It wasn't Jesu in French. It wasn't Jesse in Haitian. The first name that was spoke on this earth that caused the devil to tremble of this God-man was Yeshua. 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 And you know what Yeshua means? It means Jehovah saves. And God said, I'm going to name this baby Yeshua, Jehovah saves, because every Jewish person knew who Jehovah was. Because when Moses stood in the Midian desert and the fire of God began to produce the voice of God, and the voice of God spoke to Moses and said, Moses, my people know me by Elohim, God creator, and they know me by El Shaddai, but by the name of I am that I am, Jehovah, they do not know me. But I want them to know that I'm the self-existing God. I am God all by myself. I am Jehovah Sid Kenyu. I'm your righteousness. I'm Jehovah Mekadesh. I am your sanctifier. I am Jehovah Roe. I'm your shepherd, and you're never going to want for anyone else. I'll lead you. I'll guide you. I'll anoint your head with oil. I'll fill your cup till it overflows. And when you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you don't have to fear any evil, because I'm Jehovah Roe. I'll never leave you. I'm Jehovah Shammah. I'm the ever-present God. I don't show up at the emergency room. I was there before you got there. I don't show up in your car wreck. I was in the car the whole time. I don't show up in your catastrophe. I was there waiting on you. And when persecution throws you in a fiery furnace, just look down. I'll be there waiting for you, because I am Jehovah Shammah. I am the ever-present God. My name is Jehovah Shalom. I'm your peace in the time of trouble. I'm your peace no matter what storm you're going through, no matter what difficulty you're going through. I am Jehovah Shammah. I am Jehovah. I am Jehovah Rapha. I am your healer. I heal you spirit, soul, and body. I have power over cancer. I have power over mental illness. I have power over all the names that are named, because I am Jehovah Rapha. I am Jehovah Nisi. I'll fight your battles if you just stand still. I am Jehovah Jireh, and I shall supply all your needs according to my riches in glory. So when Joseph said, his name shall be called Yeshua, what he was saying was, his name shall be called Jehovah Saves. I said, Jehovah Saves. That is the name, the first name that demons tremble at before he was ever any other name. His name was Yeshua, the man God, God in Christ, the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Somebody said, how do you know? You can talk about Jesus all you want, but if you don't believe he's God in the flesh, your talking means nothing. You can't just say, well, I'm a Christian. I believe Jesus was a good man. I believe he died. That was it. I don't believe this, all this stuff. I heard a philosopher talking, and he began to speak about Jesus, and he said, impossible for anybody to be born of a virgin. We know that that's just a bunch of folklore, but he was a good man, and I am a Christian because I follow his ways. Oh, no, I'm a Christian because one day the Holy Ghost told me that God condescended, made himself a no reputation, and God came to this earth, and he came and he implanted himself in the womb of a woman. I'm not talking about any man. I'm talking about the God man. I'm talking about the prophet. I'm talking about the God man. I'm not talking about any person. I'm talking about the God man. There's only one that is the God man. There's
only one name that was given to the God-man. How do I know it's true? Because when I say in the name of Jesus, I've seen the addict turn around. When I preach in the name of Jesus, I've seen broken homes put back together. When I preach in the name of Jesus, I've seen the power of suicide broken. When I preach in the name of Jesus, I've seen the sick healed. When I preach in the name of Jesus, I've seen homes turned around. I'm telling you, all we need is signs and wonders. What are signs and wonders for? They're to tell us that there's been a name that's been given to the man God. I said to the man God, and that name in English is Jesus. I said that name in English is Jesus. You are people of the name. You pray in Jesus' name. You rebuke the devil in Jesus' name. You turn thanks over your food in Jesus' name. You walk to your house in Jesus' name. You can push a nightmare out of your sleep in Jesus' name. You can walk through hell and high water in Jesus' name. There's no other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved but in the name of Jesus. Give him a shout of praise. Woo! Well, now you can call him advocate. You can call him Lamb of God. You can call him the resurrection, the life, the shepherd, the bishop of your souls, the judge, the Lord of lords, the man of sorrows, the head of the church, the master, the faithful, hallelujah, and true witness, the rock, the high priest, the door, the living water, the bread of life, the rose of Sharon, Alpha and Omega, the true vine, the Messiah, the teacher, the Holy One, the mediator, the beloved, the branch, the carpenter, the good shepherd, the light of the world, the image of the invisible God, the word, the chief cornerstone, the savior, the servant, the author and finisher of our faith, the Almighty God, the everlasting Father, Shiloh, Lion of the tribe of Judah. I am the King of Kings, the Prince of Peace, the Bridegroom, the only begotten of the Son, Wonderful Counselor, Emmanuel, Son of Man, Dayspring, the Amen, King of the Jews, Prophet, the Redeemer, Anchor, Bright Morning Star, the Way, the Truth, the Life. But when you say all of those names, all you gotta do when you're in a tight spot is say Jesus. I said Jesus. Let's give the Lord a clap and a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Do you know who I'm talking about this morning? I said, do you know who I'm talking about? There's a name. Whew. You didn't know I could preach that much in 20 minutes, did you? I didn't either. That don't mean I'm done preaching. It just means I'm putting it on a burner, gonna come back tonight and let her loose. There's a name above all others. Wonderful to hear, bringing hope and cheer. It's the lovely name of Jesus. Let the world proclaim what a lovely name. And when I was a little boy, this is what we sang in children's church. Sweet Jesus, sweet Jesus, what a wonder you are. Anybody remember that? You are brighter than the morning star. You are fairer, much fairer than the lily that grows by the wayside. You're precious, more precious. Oh, than gold.
They always ask me, they say, you're going to do the same thing you did the last service. I said, I don't really remember what I did, and I didn't, and I didn't do this one. But precious Jesus, sweet rose of Sharon, there's peace and triumph when you see His name. Yeshua, lovely Savior, sunshine in the midnight, my guiding star that's shining all the day. Let's all stand together. This morning, you know, it wouldn't be a bad idea for you to learn the name Yeshua. At least you'd have one Hebrew word down. You could say Yeshua Shalom. That's peace. It won't bother you. If you just want to get right down in your Kentucky bluegrass and say Jesus. Because evidently you know who you're talking about. I've heard them say, Jesus. I've heard them say, Jesus. I've heard them scream that name, whisper that name. But if you know who the name is, how many say we're people of the name? Yeshua. Jesus. Jesus. And we're going to open up this altar and we're going to ask God to confirm the name of Jesus with signs and wonders. We'd like for our elders and our prayer team, prayer warriors, those that want to help us this morning, just in case we have a big flux of people. A lot of times, sometimes in the mornings we don't, at night we do. But you're very blessed to go to a church that's not ashamed to let the Holy Ghost work. Father, in the name of Jesus, if there's anyone in this building today that is disconnected from you, I'm asking you, Lord, to reconnect them in the name of Jesus. If there's anyone sick this morning, I'm asking you, Lord, to heal their sick body in the name of Jesus. If there's a marriage that's crumbling, I'm asking you, Lord, to put that marriage back together in the name of Jesus. If there's anyone suffering from the spirit of suicide and depression, I'm asking you, Lord, to set them free from that power of darkness in the name of Jesus. Let this altar radiate signs and wonders that let us know that the God-man came to this earth that we may have life in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. If you need anything, this altar's open. This altar's open. Just make your way. We'll help you find it. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for everyone watching by internet, the numerous thousands that's going to be watching this week. God, as we bring in these artifacts and as we come tonight laying hands on the sick, the God-man, I know the philosophical mind laughs and mocks at us, but we've got something that's stepped beyond philosophy, something that's stepped beyond the intellect. It doesn't make sense when a life is turned around, when light comes to darkness. But we're believing, God, for this revival, for a sweep of glory to sweep across this house. We give you the praise. We give you the glory in Jesus' name. Let the church say hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. We'll see you tonight at 6 o'clock. We're going to continue to pray around the altar. The altars are open. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.